Town of Ruley regular meeting for March 12, 2012 will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices and stay there when you listen to pledge, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Lynn?
Here.
Councilmember Bushbaum?
Here.
Councilmember Abraham?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Beasley?
Here.
Attorney Caston?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. You have in your package the minutes from the February 13, 2012 meeting. Are there any corrections or do I hear a motion to approve? Approve by Mr. Bushbaum, second by Mr. Lynn. All those in favor, any comments from the public? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Committee reports, consider authorizing the mayor to sign the seismic report. Many of you in the audience have gotten them. It's authorizing us to let them use the data underneath the town hall when they do seismic from most of South Louisiana. Yep.
Sewer pond.
Oh, sewer pond, my bad. Okay, sewer pond. I don't care. Do it all. All right. Anybody have a problem?
It doesn't extend up this far.
Okay, fine.
I still move.
Move by Ms. Bushbaum. Second by Mr. Abraham. Any comments from the public? Hearing none. Are they all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Item B, Planning and Zoning Committee, consider appointment of Kim Abraham to the Planning.
Kim Lamont. Kim Abraham.
Consider the appointment of Kim Lamont to the Planning and Zoning Committee. I would like to recommend, if it's okay with Ms. Bushbaum, I'd like to recommend Kim as for the vacancy on the Planning Commission and Zoning Committee.
I make that motion.
Move by Ms. Bushbaum. Second by Mr. Lynn. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Now, where is Mary? Is Mary in here?
Yeah, she's got Rose. She's actually got Rose Kennedy.
How many years does he have left? Do we know?
Jules.
I mean, is that for 7 years or something? Whatever, we'll figure it out.
I think he probably has about five.
Okay, well, don't tell him in 5 years. Tell him he has seven. Okay, item two, consider subdivision a certain tract or parcel of land designated as 3.467 acre tract located in section 58, township 8S, range 12 east, southeast land district, west of the Mississippi River, town of Ruley Parish, West Baton Rouge, state of Louisiana, containing 151,027 square feet, 3.416 acres, as shown on the Stonewall Plantation conceptual site plan by Pate Engineers and surveyors dated November 30th. Make a long story short, this is the preliminary plat for the T&D. They don't call it that, but that's what it is. Any discussion? Yo.
I just have one comment. Can it be rezoned to T&D with the current acres that it has?
Yes.
Our attorney says yes.
Okay. Without a variance?
Without a variance?
This discussion is not about rezoning. This discussion.
Well, when it is,
it's part. The subdivision is part. Is a 3.467 acre tract that is part of the larger 44 acre tract that is being rezoned. But yes. This is the only part that's being re-subdivided. This is not separating it from the 44 acre tract for the purposes of rezoning.
Okay. Can the 44 acre tract then be rezoned?
Yes.
Well. That what he's leading up to is our ordinance says it has to be 150 contiguous acres.
Well, it's 150 contiguous acres if you consider the fact that you have more than that they are seeking to rezone outside of the jurisdiction of the town of Ruley. The only piece that they have in the jurisdiction of the town of Ruley is the 44 acres. So you can't keep them from rezoning it. You know, if it doesn't meet that requirement, it's part of a larger tract that concurrently they are seeking to rezone with the parish. So,
okay, is that your that's your legal opinion? Okay. Okay.
That may not be the answer somebody wants, but that's...
Well, I understand. We're just trying to do it right. Okay. We're back to the consideration of this. I guess, what is it? This is not an ordinance. This is something else. This is a subdivision of the property. Any discussion from the council members? All right. Do I hear a motion?
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Olin. Any further discussion? Any comments from the audience? All right, let's get a roll call vote.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bushmar?
Yes.
Councilmember Abear?
Yes.
Councilmember Neeson?
Yes.
Okay, item three, consider variance request, River Mill Reserve, zero lot line, privacy fencing on the 15-foot drainage servitude along the eastern property line. Basically, what this is in the past, like in Orleans Quarters, a place like that, people come individually and ask for variances so they can build a fence on it. The eastern borders on the backside of the shopping center with all the garbage dump things. So Jim Tatum and them are asking for a variance to build a fence all along the backside. They will sign the exact same document people sign that states that you can build a fence, but if we need to get in there, then we can remove the fence and they have to replace it at their cost, et cetera, et cetera. It'll be exact same except for the location, obviously. So it was recommended favorably by the Planning Commission. So with that, I'll open to the council for consideration.
Also move.
Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second by Mr. Olin. Any further discussion? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Abear?
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Okay, we have nothing in finance that I'm aware of. Nothing in personnel that I'm aware of. Nothing in recreation that I'm aware of. Nothing in police right now. Nothing in governmental affairs. I have vetoed no ordinances, so we don't have to worry about that. Next one is hearing and final action on ordinances. Ordinance number one of 2012 to amend chapter 19 of the Code of Ordinances of the Town of Brule, State of Louisiana, to incorporate amended zoning district map under section 19.22 map, specifically rezoning of 45.05 acres Stonewall Plantation located in section 58. Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Southeast Land District, west of West Baton Rouge, west of the Mississippi River, Town of Brule, State of Louisiana, from R1 Single Family Residential to T&D Traditional Neighborhood Development. Property address, fronting on South LeBeau Avenue and West St. Francis Street, and subdividing of 3.467 acre tract located in section 58, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Southeast Land District, west of Mississippi River, Town of Louisiana, Town of Brule, Parish of West Baton Rouge, State of Louisiana, containing 151,027 square feet, 3.467 acres, as shown on Stonewall Plantation conceptual site plan by Pata Engineers and Surveyors, dated November 30th, 2011, at request of owner Harry L. Laws and Company, Incorporated. And with that, I will open the public hearing on ordinance number one. This is a public hearing, ordinance number one. Seeing no comments, I'll close the public hearing, turn it over to council for consideration or a motion.
Move.
Second. Andre. Second by Mr. Neesler. Any comments from the audience? All right, hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Abear?
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Okay, next item is introduction of ordinances. Ordinance number two of 2012, petition to amend the zoning map of the Town of Brule, 401 East Main Street. And a draft of it is in the package. It's basically Aaron Daniels' property on Main Street. There's a sketch in the on the board up there. It's a sketch in your package. It shows basically increasing the size of the transitional piece of his property to accommodate what will be one day, hopefully, his pharmacy and parking lot, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody care to introduce that?
I'll introduce it.
Ms. Andre, I'll give it to you this time. We don't have enough, she's been bossing around too much. All right, introduce. Resolutions and commendations, I know of none. Department reports, fire department.
Calls for the month of February, inside the town, we had 5 first aids, outside the town, we had 14. Fires inside the town, we had 1. It was a smoke detector activation at Ms. Elaine Barber's house while she was taking a shower. Wasn't that big a deal. We had a kitchen fire at 1672 Reverend Manuel outside the town, and we had a fire alarm that we were dispatched to at 4809 Lafitte Court and canceled en route. We had 2 gas leaks, 1 motor vehicle fire, we had 1 motor vehicle crash, mutual aid Addis EMS 1, mutual aid Port Allen motor vehicle canceled en route 1. Total for the month 28, total for the year 56.
Jenny, was Reverend Manuel a real fire?
Yes.
Did they lose the dwelling?
No, we got there in 4 minutes, we got it out. It was kitchen fire, we got it.
I have another question. How many times in your career have you been taking a shower and woke up and a fire detector was going off?
Me, never.
Never. So how do you know it's not a big deal?
Well,
you can sit down now.
In this case, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, but I'm sure it got somebody's.
I can tell you one thing, this cat would have been running around with no clothes on and wet. It'd have been a big deal to me. That's a nuisance.
A level street, you had to back out once you got in there?
What's that?
You had to back out, y'all could turn around in there with the trucks. That little street.
Oh, we stayed jumping, find out what's going on, then we back out. We got people backing us.
Police department.
Month of February, we had 6 wrecks, 1 bench warrant arrest for Clinton Police Department, 2 damaged properties, which was a mailbox and a door at the apartments, 1 disturbing the peace, 2 attempted burglaries, both stemming from those car break-ins we had a month or two ago, some late reports, 1 alarm, which was an open door to residents, 4 assisting other agencies, 1 of those was state police, 2 Addis, 2 West Baton Rouge, 5 juvenile matters, 2 traffic arrests, 14 miscellaneous calls consisting of a fight, a loose dog, improper telephone communications, loud music, and suspicious person. We wrote 98 citations in February with 132 violations on.
And you're fully up and running with the new ticket book?
Yeah, as far as I know, we are. We've got a few little things to go over tomorrow with Zarina, just some cleanup stuff.
Because I got my first one today. Somebody.
Your first receipt?
They paid that ticket and they make a little worksheet.
Yeah, we've been using it and Zarina's been adjusting and making things to come over to the town hall, but it seems to be working great.
Yep.
Save some time. I am taking grass complaints. If anybody knows this town, tall grass anywhere. We renewed the one on East Main. I did the 2 letters today. I have to take a picture tomorrow. And I have one to get with Tom on Lane Street, but if y'all have any others, just let me know.
Thank you.
Thank you. We were gone a month, but I mowed mine. The day I got back, I mowed it.
Yes, that clover has been jumping up. I took that along with Vaughn last week, and one we've been renewing for about the past 5 years. So.
Yeah, the clover was about a month early this year.
Yeah.
All right. Under police department, it's not good news, but I think y'all already knew it. Our share of the retirement is going to be 31% starting July 1st.
Jeez.
And it's probably going to go up in years to come, so whatever. Correspondence, I got a very, very nice piece of correspondence. This is the kids in my grandson's kindergarten class. A thank you note for reading on Dr. Seuss Day. You can see the signatures they This one just starts in the top left-hand corner, goes all the way to the right. This one, I think they wrote it upside down. I think they thought the card was supposed to be like this. I'm not sure what it says, but this is neat. And John, my son's grandson, he started with a J right on the line and ended up below the line, so he needs some work from his mother and father. All right, Mayor's report. Just to announce again, our flag cabinet is installed. It looks nice. We're still taking more people. Anybody you know who's a veteran, doesn't have to be from Brule or whatever, just they're welcome to have their name put in there. Wayne and Eric are now fertilizer certified people. Insecticide certified people. We have trimmed and fixed up the fertilized the back Brule oak, and then we found out when we called the guy after he was here, he thinks the tree has been hit by lightning, but he doesn't think it's going to kill the tree. He wanted to know if we wanted to put lightning rods. I said, well, we get a lightning strike on that tree once every 350 to 400 years, so we probably don't need one anytime soon, so just don't call us, we'll call you. We've made significant progress, I think, on the fire sales tax issue. Absolutely nothing is official yet, but the three mayors, the parish president, and the council chairman have been meeting privately. We're not releasing any information until we until we get to where we think it's worthwhile issuing. But I can say that the people in the room all want to do it right, so we're working on it. Safety Town, Debbie and the crew over here spent days at Safety Town. And if ever you get a chance to do something like it's like Dr. Seuss, man, you ought to do it. It's interesting. Those kids, there's a lot of good things going out there that we don't know about. You won't know about them unless you maybe have a kid involved in it or something like that. But it's things like that are really nice and very well organized, and the kids love it and they learn a lot out of it. I go back to a long time ago when I was a kid, nobody ever heard of stop, drop, and roll. And now they teach them safety on bikes and these little three-wheelers. I mean, it's across-the-board safety stuff. It's really, really good. And, every year we participate in it, so we did it again this year. And with that, remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
I just want to say that the flag application form is online on our town website with the little statement that the mayor made, the veteran. Or the person does not have to have been a native or a resident.
Any veteran, anybody served in the military.
That's on the
whatever
website.
Reason.
And for the seventh year in a row, the town of Brule has been proclaimed a tree city, and we should get our materials in soon. And also, I'll let you talk about the Brule High thing.
Okay. You can talk about it. It's on announcements. That's right. Anybody else?
You still working on the bylaws for planning and zoning?
Yeah, I got them. I printed them out. I think I sent an email to put on the agenda for next time for y'all to recommend to the council that the council adopt them. And if y'all do that, then we'll bring it to the council next time.
I just want to say one other thing. We have, we have business like Sinclair's developing the subdivision of the homes within our town, but I think it's a sign of a person's belief in the future of our community when a young man buys property and wants to build a new pharmacy, and that's telling us that he's here to stay, even though he's an Addis native. We just love him. But I think that's important to our community too, that some young people are making a statement about devoting whatever they can do to help our community for the future. So thank you, Aaron.
I'm glad to
see.
I see him twice a week every week.
See, Ms. Boozle, let me explain something to you. Yes, people who grow up in Addis, they long to be people from Brule. So they get a chance, if they file an application and they're intelligent enough and all that, then we let them in Brule. See, Aaron was one of the guys, he passed the test. It was close, but he passed it. So he's coming to Brule now, right?
Yes, we definitely upgraded.
Oh, this is going to, oh, here we go. Oh, Lord.
How much time do I have?
Not much.
Five?
Yeah, five.
Real quick, I just wanted to go over a couple of things that's happening at the parish council level. We voted on our T&D portion, I want to say, last week. The vote was 8-1. Good discussion. I think it went pretty well. I do really agree with Rusty. I think there is some discrepancy on the acreage. I had done an analysis of our, well, the town of Brule's ordinance and the parish's ordinance. And to me, the two biggest changes or qualms, one is the size of the T&D. Brule's is 150 acres and the parish's is 50 acres. So there's a big difference in the size. And the other one to me is the size of the height that can be for the buildings. Kenny and I talked about this, Butch and I, Cletus and talked about this. In the town of Brule's, you can only have single story. Is that right?
Two story max.
In the parishes, it can be a three-story residence. It can be a five-story commercial and or multifamily dwelling. So from a parish side, and the bulk of this T&D is in the parish side, that could affect some fire ratings that we talked about. Possibly a ladder truck. We talked about the number of structures in there. So we need to start working on maybe a mutual aid agreement with Addis on their ladder truck, or at least start thinking about what we're going to do if we build many more 3-4 story buildings. We're going to have to do something with our sub-district here, sub-district 2. I think a lot of things were said in that T&D ordinance. I think it's a different mindset, and I'm not going to rehash all that, but I think it's a good thing. I think it will turn out positive, but it's a long-term program. It's not a one-year, two-year situation. It is a long-term commitment. Also trying to get the voting district changed in Sugar Mill, which is not in town Brule, but that is something that's big for the Sugar Mill people that is in part of my district. The fire tax, I agree with what the mayor says. They are very secretive, the three mayors and chairman, because we have not been given any information on the parish level on what is the discussions that are happening. That's kind of frustrating because people are asking us how we're going to vote. We don't have any information yet. So I agree with what he says. They're keeping it close to the vest right now, but at some point in time, they're going to have to let us see it, I hope, before we vote. The last thing I wanted to talk about is I'd gone to the police jury convention in Houma a couple weeks ago, and one of the things a couple of the parishes were saying they were being very successful at was refinancing their bonds. I went and looked on Town of Brule's last audit report that I have. We have a little bit over $500,000 that's outstanding on bonds, and the interest rate is like 5.5%. So I think there could be some savings over the course of the rest of the term. One of them matures in 2021, one of them matures in 2036. So it's possible we Town Brule could refinance the bonds and save some money long term. I know you pay some upfront costs to those attorneys that bill you for their services, but still I think that it's certainly worth looking into. Who do you go to? I don't really know, but I think we can get some information for you to help you on that. But I'd be happy to answer any other questions from the audience. Other than that,
let me go talk about the sales tax secretive part. We, as a group of five, put together a letter and hand carried it to each one of the fire chiefs and asked them for their input into it. Considering the emotions involved in splitting up money, and you throw on top of that the emotions involved in any kind of fire service issue, the five of us feel very strongly, and we're going to stick to it, I hope, that until we have a consensus on what we think will work, we're not releasing it to anybody. Now, we are going to release it to you before you vote. In fact, the general plan is right now, even though it's not in writing, is that we're more than likely going to have a joint Addis, Brule, Port Allen Town Council and Parish Council meeting all at one time and release the information to everybody for the purposes of them having time to think about it, chew on it, discuss it and all. We know, the five of us know, that there's been a lot of emotion and a lot of hard feelings over this thing, so to have it hashed out every little thing in public, what you'll do is you'll encourage every individual fire chief, every individual council member, every individual mayor, and in fact, some citizens will all have their comments and start picking it apart. And when all of us get a consensus, with consensus being that we all think that all of us can live with this, something we think is fair, then it'll be released to the, we're not an official body. We're just five guys that got together. I don't even get a vote. These five people get a vote. Roger Bergeron doesn't get a vote. Carol doesn't get a vote. Gary Spillman is one vote, and Pee-wee doesn't get a vote. So now you know nobody in that room gets to decide this thing. But we think from a standpoint of leadership, the thing to do is get together and try to come to a consensus or something we can recommend to all of the bodies. Nobody's going to get exactly what they want, but everybody's hopefully at the end of the day that it'll come out with a fair distribution. And if it's fair, something that is clearly defined enough so that in the future there will never be this discussion again. There'll always be a fair criteria that you can go by no matter what the demographics are and the populations are and everything else. It'll always be fair. And that's what we're trying to do. So we've had this dysfunctional law for 21 years. We can wait a few more months. We should be done in the next month or two. We're having trouble getting together right now because Carol's going out of town and then I'm leaving and go out of town, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, we're going to get it. We're going to get something. I think y'all are going to like it. I mean, I like it. I'm going to get you a bill of business.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? All right. Ms. Bourgeois, why don't you talk about announcement number one?
Okay. On Sunday, March 25th at 10:30 a.m., we'll begin with a program at Bruley Middle School to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Bruley High School. And the middle school campus now was the site of the original high school. And we'll have a program that will last about maybe an hour and 15 minutes. And people will be able to look at a few exhibits that will be set up. We will have a tour of that campus and then go to the present high school for lunch, which Chief is helping to prepare, and celebration cake, centennial cake, and people can tour that campus. So hopefully we'll have a pretty good turnout, even though it's on a Sunday morning. That's the only day that the high school could give us. That was clear enough on their calendar before the weather started getting too warm to be in that middle school gym. The program's going to be pretty community oriented. The fire department honor guard's going to help us out to begin it. We'll have different people in the community on the program. So spread the word. It's not just for people that went to Bruley or graduated from Bruley. If you live in Bruley or Addis or anywhere around here, you're part of that community now. Thank you.
Okay. Household Hazardous Materials Collection Day will be March 31st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lewis Mook Multipurpose Arena. The Town Hall will be closed April 6, 2012 in observance of Good Friday. Fire District meeting will be April 9th at 6 p.m. And I got a letter today, as a matter of fact, on Tuesday, March the 11th from 6 to 7:30. The CRPC is putting together what's called a public... March the 20th from 6 to 7:30. It's called a public visioning meeting. It'll be in the Addis Community Center. And from what I can gather from the memo, it's to look at the future of transportation in the area for the next 20 or 30 years. So if anybody's interested, you might want to attend. And that would be on the 20th, not the 11th. All right. Do I hear a motion adjourned?
Move.
Move, Mr. Lynn.
Say.
Second, Mr. Andre. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
7:05.